USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on concerns about a trade war with China. Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury chief, says
we have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework.
Mnuchin saying on Fox News Sunday.
And the framework includes their agreement to substantially reduce the trade deficit by increasing their purchases of goods. We also discussed very important structural issues that they're going to make in their economy to make sure that we have a fair ability to compete there.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into alleged Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election could reportedly be over at the end of the summer. President Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani saying over the weekend that Mueller's investigation is expected to end by September 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Former President George H.W. Bush is now in Maine, where he's expected to spend the rest of the summer in Kennebunkport. Dozens of well-wishers lining the streets to welcome his motorcade in Dock Square yesterday. The 93-year-old former president was previously recovering at his Texas home after contracting an infection that had spread to his blood and kept him hospitalized for weeks. Hillary Clinton returning to Yale, where she graduated in 1973, to deliver this year's Class Day speech on Sunday and lamenting the nation's current political divide.
The truth is, our country is more polarized than ever. We have sorted ourselves into opposing camps, and that divides how we see the world.
The Vegas Golden Knights of the NHL are heading to the Stanley Cup Final in their first year of existence. They knocked off the Winnipeg Jets in Game 5 yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It appears Facebook hasn't been hurt by its recent privacy scandal, as the social media giant made headlines this year when it was revealed that data firm Cambridge Analytica had improperly harvested data from 87 million users in the run-up to the 2016 election. But now Goldman Sachs is reporting, despite all that, the number of Facebook users in the U.S. actually increased by 7% over the past 12 months. And it also finds users are spending more time on the platform. Motorists across the nation are really feeling the increase in gasoline prices now, and those who depend on others for a hot meal are also being hit, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump is up 56 cents from last year at this time.
Average price for a gallon of gasoline now $2.93 a gallon. That's up over 5 cents versus last week.
Rising gas prices are also having an impact on those who depend on others to make sure they get a good meal. Jenny Young is with the National Office of Meals on Wheels America.
Rising gas prices really do impact our volunteers because they are using their personal vehicles to make deliveries.
I'm John Clemens.
And lava from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Islands made its way to the Pacific Ocean, and experts are reporting sulfur dioxide emissions have greatly increased. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.